This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution to halt its attack on Ukraine. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The United Nations Security Council met Friday evening and voted on a resolution demanding that Russia stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. With China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstaining, the vote was 11-1, with Russia casting the lone dissenting vote.
The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield followed with a blistering response.
You can veto this resolution, but you cannot veto our voices.
The resolution's failure paves the way for backers to call for a vote on a similar measure in the U.N. General Assembly, where there are no vetoes. I'm Mike Gracia.
NATO triggered its response force for the first time on Friday to defend the eastern flank of the alliance as Russian forces push deeper into Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that elements of the force are being deployed on land, at sea, and in the air to respond quickly to any contingency. Stoltenberg said NATO will do what it takes to protect every ally and every inch of NATO territory. Several NATO allies have reinforced their presence in Eastern Europe in recent days with troops, fighter jets, and warships on high alert across the region. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president again urged his country's Western allies to provide more military assistance. Wearing military fatigues, Volodymyr Zelensky gave a televised address Friday as Russian troops and armor advanced on Kyiv. He said Ukrainians defended their country alone over the past 2 days.